thoughts for people who might be considering a maritime career?
It's a good career. I mean, one of the things today that we find that's very distressing, and maybe your father's experiencing this too, is the fact that it's so hard to find officers for the ships today, because the drilling industry is sucking up all the young new graduates from school, because the drilling industry is willing to pay so darn much money. And so people are saying, well, why should I go to sea with Exxon or with Sea River or with one of these other big shipping companies, APL or whoever, and make $85,000 a year to start as a third mate when I can go on a drill rig as a dynamic positioning officer and make $125,000. So what they're overlooking is that if you go with a shipping company, number one, you're going to be able to raise your license because you're moving, and number two, if you stay with that shipping company, the human resources people eventually get to know you. When I first started, we didn't have human resources, it was the operations managers and people like that, but the human resources people, they know you, and as you marry and have a family and everything else, when you need to come home, they'll make sure you're home. And if they are in a bind and they need you, they'll call you and you go. You know, as long as you don't have anything pressing, yeah, I'll go. And then people don't realize that it's that interaction with the company, with the office and everything else that's going to make their long-term career a good one. Versus you go to a drill rig, the drill rig gets laid up, you're laid off. And if you haven't moved around, you haven't done anything, what are you going to do? I mean, I worked from 1964 until I retired in 1992, 1993 for the same company. Now, the company had been sold 3 or 4 times during my career. Didn't make any difference. I always went with the ships and the company, and the charters for the ships were long enough where the checks that I got as an employee were always from the same company my whole career. It was kind of unique. But that's because I knew everybody in the office. I still am in touch with all the people in the office that I knew and they knew and the people that they brought in. And some of the people that I still get called on to work for are people that basically sail with me as chief engineer or whatever, and they call me up. And so it really works out well. It's young people today, they tend to say, well, I'm going where the most money is, instead of looking long-term. Or if they'll talk to some other person on a ship going by, and they'll be on a radio talking, how much do you get in a month? And they'll say, well, I'm getting $800 more than you. And the other, can you get me a job over there? Why? You know, it's so stupid. But that's human nature, I guess. And especially young kids today, I don't know why they don't look at what they're looking long-term for a career, and it's the people they know and who they can help out. It's not all about money.
Yeah.
I'll never be a millionaire, that's for sure, but I don't care. I don't need it, and I really don't want it. And we're comfortable. We've got kids and grandkids, and we help them as much as we can, and that's all we need. We really don't. Health is more important.